This has been good. They say the older you get, the faster time flies. Well, I don't know if that's what the deal is, but this meeting is just, it's just flown by. And this is the last time that I'm on the schedule to speak. And so I'll get to enjoy the services in the morning. I'm looking forward to them. Just as soon as I get done here, I'm going to enjoy listening to Brother Don tonight, Brother David in the morning, and Brother Don again in the morning. But it's been good. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. And always enjoy seeing you. It's year after year. And once a year, but it's good. Some of us are growing old together. Some of us are growing up together. Whichever category you fit. Sometimes I feel like I'm both of them. Numbers chapter 6. Sixth chapter of Numbers. Verse 22. What's the last thing that I would desire for you? I can't bless you. I can't do that. We can bless the Lord. The psalmist, how many times he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless His holy name." We just brag on Him. We eulogize Him. That's what the word is. We eulogize the Lord God of heaven by bragging on Him. But He blesses us differently. I desire the blessing of the Lord on you as a congregation. Next couple of days we'll be splitting up. We'll each be heading back to our respective locales. And probably for the most part, we won't see each other till this time next year. But my desire is that the Lord would bless you. And this passage of Scripture, beginning with verse 22, this blessing, it's read often at the end of a meeting such as this, on other occasions, as a benediction. And that's fine. It is our desire, my desire, for us as a congregation. But I want us to look at this passage of Scripture, and I want us to think about it for a few moments and see what this means. He says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, This, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." And they, Aaron and his sons, shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now the Lord has blessed us. He's blessed His people by giving us a sacrifice by which we are accepted in His presence. He's going to have us know it. That's the only way He can bless us, is through that sacrifice. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said to his prophet, "Comfort ye my people. Comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Comfort them." And the Lord appointed a representative of himself who could publicly pronounce his blessing upon the people. And he chose Aaron, high priest. And he commanded Moses to instruct Aaron how he was to speak to the people. And he gave him the words that he was to say. Now, Aaron was not only to offer that sacrifice, not only to make intercession for the people before God, but he was to bestow that blessing on the people in the name of God Almighty himself. And our God has appointed one above all others to bless his people. Our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the one that's pictured here by Aaron and his sons. Our Lord began his ministry with the Sermon on the Mount and the word blessed. You preached from that the other night, Don. It's the way he began his ministry. And when he rose to heaven, having completed his ministry, the scriptures say it was as he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And when he comes again, and don't sit around and argue about when it's going to be. Somebody asked me, they said, "We don't want to, you know, to offend you." Talking about this, I said, "You won't offend me because I'm as ignorant as stump water when it comes to talking about that. I don't really care. I know he's coming. And I tell you what, I hope it never becomes a test of fellowship as to when we think." I said, "It's all theory." I said, "If it weren't theory, these men," I said, "if the Lord wanted us to know it, he'd have spelled it out a whole lot clearer than what is spelled out in the scriptures." That's just the way I feel about it. The things that are important are spelled out very clearly, aren't they? The rest of it, you can waste your time, and Satan will lead you to waste your time trying to figure it all out. Trust him. He's coming. And when he does, he's going to come just the way he went, in like manner, as you've seen him go into heaven, bringing blessings with him. He blesses us today. And I think one of the words that he uses to bless my heart more than any others is what he speaks when he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." You believe in God, do you? Believe also in me. That's the comfort, to know that if I know there's a God, I know there's a mediator between God and man. That man, that same God, Christ Jesus himself, that's the comfort of my heart. I'd hate to know there was a God without a mediator. To know that there was a God without that one to go before him on my behalf. The curse is turned away from us. Why? He's been made a curse for us. The blessing was for the children of Israel, for them only. Did you notice that? He said, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel." And verse 27 said, "You're going to put my name upon the children of Israel, for them alone." For them alone. Aaron wasn't appointed or ordered or given any words of blessing to speak to those nations that were around and in Israel without God. It was for the children of Israel. The blessing which our Lord Jesus Christ blesses, that blessing with which he blesses is for His people, for those to whom He gives eternal life, and all others are cursed. Now, this blessing, it comes to us through a priest. Everybody, not anyone, could bless the people. Spelled out specifically who's going to bless the people. God's high priest alone, who offered sacrifice for the people, could bless the people. And once a year, that high priest went into God for the people. He went in with the blood, not without the blood. When all of his solemn duties were finished within that veil, he came out. He put on those glorious garments which for a while he had laid aside, and he blessed the people as he was authorized to do. He blessed us. We cannot get a blessing from God except through the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who were blessed were those who were represented by that sacrifice. Those for whom that blood was carried within the most holy place. Those for whom that blood was sprinkled on that mercy seat. They're the blessed. There has to be a sacrifice. There has to be a sprinkling of that blood before that blessing can be to us. The Lord God of heaven bestows all His spiritual blessings on us in and through Christ, who died for us and who has ordained that one mediator between God and man. And this priest, it was an intercessory prayer for the people. He cried, "The Lord bless thee." He didn't walk before the people and say, "Bless you, my children." He can't do it. The Lord bless you. This is God's man crying out to Jehovah that He would bless and keep His people. And our high priest ever liveth to make intercession for us. He says, "I pray for them. I pray not for this world, but for them which Thou hast given me." That's our safety. He said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you." I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And you know, He's the only one that can do this. He's God's representative. And He speaks with the authority of His office. As I said, I desire this for you, but I can't bless you. But the Lord Jesus Christ can command a blessing to His people and bestow that blessing on His people. And when He speaks it to us, you can mark her down. It's a sure blessing. There went out with these words a divine power which made that form into reality. That form of blessing became a real blessing. This was God's blessing delivered in God's name. God was in Christ reconciling this world unto Himself. Christ is the wisdom of God, the power of God. And in the wisdom of God, there can be no mistake. And in the power of God, not one word can fail. And I tell you what, if God's appointed the priest to bless us, and has given the very words that that high priest is to speak in this blessing, he'd compromise his own honor and glory if he were ever to turn back from his blessing. But he's not going to do that. He'd have to quit being God, and he's not going to do that. This blessed me when I read these words, that this blessing is going to continue. It wasn't dependent upon the life of one man, Aaron. Moses said, was to speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, those who were going to come after him. God's always going to have a high priest. Aaron was going to die. There's no doubt about that. But the blessing is going to continue in his seed. There's always going to be a high priest to bless the people with this blessing. We're always blessed in the Lord. And you know something else I noticed about this passage of Scripture? There's no limitation as to how often or when. He just said, on this wise ye shall. That's the way you're going to do it. Whenever. Not how many times. Not when to do it. Just how to do it. You know, the Jews, they have a tradition that says that Aaron blessed the people every day after that morning sacrifice. After the offering of that morning sacrifice. I don't know when they did it. You know, it's sort of like the Lord's table. Our Lord said, when you do this, when you do it, tells us how to do it. But when it comes to how often, just says, when you do it. Just do it in remembrance of Him. No other reason. Some do it every service. Some do it once a week. Some do it once a month. Some do it once a quarter. Some do it once a year. Some every 5 years. It's just when you do it in remembrance of me. And that's what he told Aaron. This is the way you're going to bless the people. When you bless the people, this is the way you're going to bless them. And look at this blessing. Verse 24. First thing he says is, the Lord bless thee. Go back in Exodus 34 with me. You see who's going to bless us? The Lord. Who is he? Jehovah. Jehovah. The Lord's given Moses the law there on Mount Sinai. In Exodus 34, verse 5, and the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before Moses, and he proclaimed Jehovah. Jehovah. The strong one. Who's he? Who's Jehovah? Merciful and gracious. Long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. That's who Jehovah is. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. If he ever did, we'd have no hope. What good is redemption? He's just. He never changes. That's the only reason we haven't been consumed. Visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And if you don't believe that, look at yours. Jehovah. That's what that which makes this such a precious blessing is that it's this merciful one, this gracious one, this long-suffering one, this one who's abundant in goodness and truth, this just one is blessing us. Blessing us. And there's no limit to the goodwill of the infinite, merciful one. When he blesses, it's after the manner of his sovereign almightiness. Then he said here, and keep thee. And keep thee. If you want to turn back there, if you don't, just listen. But Genesis 28, verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder sat up on the earth. Christ. The top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham. There's that Jehovah again. Jehovah, the strong one of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, catch this, I am with thee. Put lights around this thing. That's what that behold means. It's a marquee. You've been down to Reno or... I guess that's up or over, but anyway, wherever it is from here. You know what the marquee looks like at night? Everybody competing for your attention. Well, let this catch your attention. Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And when the Lord God of heaven keeps, guards, and protects us, who can be against us? And then he went on to say, verse 25 of number 6, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Well, there's not anything that can shine on us like the face of Jehovah. Back in Exodus 34, verse 29, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not, do not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Verse 35. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. His face shone. Oh, that the Lord God of heaven would make his face shine on us as he did on Moses this day. Then he says, not only make his face shine upon us, but be gracious unto us. Be gracious. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Exodus 22, verse 27, that last part of that verse, and it shall come to pass when he crieth unto me that I will hear, for I am gracious. When he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's found 11 times in the Scriptures. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul uses it 10 times. And it's the last words of Revelation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Lord God of heaven be gracious to us. That's doing for us what we don't deserve. He provided a substitute. And then he says in verse 26, number 6, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. You know what? That has to be approved, accepted, and favored by God. Oh, that he lift up his countenance upon us. This isn't a frown. It's the Lord God of heaven smiling on us. Oh, I tell you, you know your children, they'll do something and they'll look at you for your reaction, don't they? And they, when they see you frowning, they know that, uh-oh. But when they see you smile, they get so happy. That's what he's talking about here. It's for the Lord God of heaven to smile on us. Why can he smile on us? Because he approves of us. He accepts us. We've been favored by God in Christ. Psalm 11. The psalmist said, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For though the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. With the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But he said, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance, his smile, his favor doth behold the upright. And then the writer here, Moses, tells us here that the Lord told Aaron, saying, not only may the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, may give you peace. This is that peace of God which passeth all understanding. Psalm 4, the psalmist said, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, after lying? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. I call unto him, stand in awe of him, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. And then he says that after the countenance, the light of his countenance on us, he said, I will lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou only makest me dwell in safety. Many, many, many of night have I laid down with this verse of Scripture being repeated by my lips and in my heart. Because I know only the Lord God of heaven makest me to dwell in safety. Amen. The sad thing is I only think about it when I'm lying down in a dangerous situation, but we don't know danger. The Lord blesses His people according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Now let me finish by showing you this. The name of the Lord is mentioned three times in this passage of Scripture. The first thing He said is, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Here's the blessing of the Father. It's the preservation of His love for us. He alone keeps us from falling. We're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And then again, verse 25, He says, the Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And this means that glory and favor of God toward us in Christ Jesus. Here's God the Son. It's the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. In heaven the Lamb is the light thereof. There's no light for us except through the Lord Jesus Christ, for God to make His face to shine upon us and to be gracious to us. It's in Christ. And then the last time, verse 26, the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is God the Holy Spirit. You know, for the Lord to bless me and to keep me is one thing. For His face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me is another thing. The fullness of this blessing comes when I know it. When He makes His countenance, He lifts up His countenance upon me and gives me peace. That's when I know. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit of God bringing this home to my heart. That's when I know that the Lord blesses me and keeps me. That's when I know that the Lord makes His face to shine upon me, that the Lord has been gracious unto me, when God the Holy Spirit brings it home to my heart, lifts up His countenance upon me and gives me this peace. It's when the Spirit of God, the Comforter, speaks words of comfort to my soul. And then the Amen. They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The Lord Jesus Christ is authorized by God to put the name of God upon His people. And when His name is on a thing, that's His promise to preserve it. It's His. The world may curse us, but if the Lord God of heaven blesses us in Christ, the curse is like the wind. I will bless them, He said. I will. I will. He has the power to do it. That means He's going to do it. Here's absolute certainty. Based on the eternal faithfulness, eternality, and immutability of God Almighty Himself on His people. For His people. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you. And may the Lord bless these words to our hearts.